Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, August 25th, 2015. Israeli troops invade West Bank communities, attack a Palestinian man and demolish two homes. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Several Israeli police and army vehicles invaded on Tuesday morning Jabal al-Mukabbar village in occupied East Jerusalem and demolished two homes belonging to Muhammad al-Abbasi and his brother Khalid. Muhammad told the Wadi Hilwa Information Center that he and his brother started the construction of their home nearly 45 days ago and were getting ready to inhabit them in the coming few days. The homes were supposed to house two families of nine members. The demolition took place after a large military and police force surrounded the village and invaded it approximately at 5:30 in the early morning before demolishing the two homes. Last March, the police demolished the foundation of a building belonging to al-Abbasi family in the same area. Staying in Jerusalem, Israeli police officers kidnapped a Palestinian child and a teenager in Silwan, south of Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem. According to local reports, police broke into a workshop in the central neighborhood in Silwan, kidnapped the two and moved them to a police station in Salah al-Din Street. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers invaded several communities in the occupied West Bank and kidnapped nine Palestinians, including three teenagers. Soldiers also attacked and wounded a Palestinian on a roadblock in the northern part of the West Bank. Media sources in Hebron in the southern part of the West Bank have reported that soldiers invaded Al-Arub refugee camp north of the city and kidnapped four Palestinians, including two teenagers. Several military vehicles also invaded different neighborhoods in Hebron City and installed roadblocks on the main entrance of Sa'ir and Halhul nearby towns, in addition to the northern entrance of Hebron. In Qalqilya, in the northern part of the West Bank, soldiers invaded several homes and kidnapped a Palestinian man. Moreover, soldiers kidnapped three Palestinians from Balata refugee camp after stopping them at Za'atara roadblock. In related news, a Palestinian man was wounded after Israeli soldiers stopped his car at Za'atar roadblock south of Nablus and assaulted him while searching his vehicle. The Palestinian, Amid Al-Bash, 33, suffered various cuts and bruises and was moved to Rafidi Hospital in Nablus City. And that's all from today from the IMEMC News. This was a Tuesday, August 25th, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report was brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Hassan Bannoura.